In general, I think teamwork and having a positive attitude is extremely important, and being engaged in what you do. The one thing I really pride myself on is I'm very a passionate person. When I take on something, I take it on to 110%. You do not get zero, you do not get 50, you don't get 90, you get 110. And the reason I emphasize this is because sometimes, you'll see other students or you just don't seem to care as much. And when you're volunteering at these organizations, and exactly what the police chief said, you're doing it for others. And when you give 110%, you'd be really surprised what you get back. And I don't go into anything hoping to get anything in return, but you'd be really surprised what you learn about yourself. I went abroad and I volunteered in the South Pacific, and they gave me so much more than we gave them. And we were there to build a women's community center. And we built it for them, but they gave us so much more. And that made me the woman I am today. So really, when you're thinking about what you're going to volunteer and do, think, where can you give that 110%? Because don't go in there thinking, oh, I'm just going to do, 50 and get by and put it on my resume. Because it doesn't translate in a job interview. Because if you don't love it, if it hasn't changed your life, you won't be that person that you got anything out of it. It's a wasted experience. And I don't want to go through life and encourage you to go through life to have wasted experiences. Go in giving everything you've got, and you'll see the kind of person you'll become at the end of it. And it's quite impressive. And it's actually really motivating to others around you. You become like a beam. And that's the world, if you want to live in it, that's the world I want to live in. So I would encourage you to do just that. And I think teamwork, positive attitude, a willingness and a drive, those are great attributes. And in a job interview, they do stand out.
Yeah, I would say the same thing, and it's. I think it comes back to the team, and when you're talking about life skills, as the gentleman in the back mentioned, it's what are you bringing to the team that's going to be a positive force? Like, what have you developed? What skills are you developing in your community, on your own time? And what type of influence are you going to be on the team? So when people look at resumes and they're looking at applications, I think that's pretty obvious. If you've been doing a lot of positive things with your time and developing life skills, or if you haven't. So pick something that you enjoy, something that's going to have a positive impact on you and your community, and go for it. Build those life skills.
And just to touch on that, I don't think it has to be anything specific, or you have to, have a sort of a narrow vision as to what it is you want to do to build those life skills. It can be anything. It can be anything you enjoy doing in your spare time, something that's basically making a positive difference in the world. And there's countless things that you can do. And there's been a few examples so far, but I mean, the list can go on and on.